Israel has suspended entry permits for tens of thousands of Palestinians in the wake of Wednesday's deadly shooting in Tel Aviv. Authorities say all permits issued for family visits during the holy month of Ramadan are cancelled. The move will deny entry to 83,000 Palestinians from the occupied West Bank and some 200 residents of the Gaza Strip to Israel. The shooting in Tel Aviv left 4 Israelis dead and several others wounded. Israeli police say the attackers were 2 Palestinians from the West Bank. The shooters were arrested. For more on that, we are joined by our correspondent in Ramallah, Mona Qandil. Mona, thanks for joining us. So what more can you tell us about this latest Israeli move, the suspension of visit permits for Palestinians to come from the West Bank and the occupied Gaza Strip into the occupied territories? It affects 83,000 Palestinians, and especially in the holy fasting month of Ramadan. What more can you tell us on this?
Well, that's right. For Palestinians in the West Bank or in Gaza Strip, they are only allowed to enter Jerusalem, Al-Quds, and the lands that were occupied in 1948. Because, as you know, the West Bank has been occupied since 1967. So they're only allowed to enter these territories after they have special Israeli-issued permits, because Jerusalem, Al-Quds, is surrounded by a number of Israeli checkpoints. Now, because of the holy month of Ramadan, the Israeli Ministry of Military Affairs claimed that it will be easing the movement of Palestinians to be allowed to enter Jerusalem, Al-Quds. However, after this shooting that took place in Tel Aviv last night and left 4 Israelis dead, at least 8 others were wounded, including some in serious condition, the Israeli Ministry of Military Affairs, led by Avigdor Lieberman, revoked the permits. 83,000 permits for Palestinians from the West Bank will not be allowed to visit their families in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, or in the lands occupied in 1948, as well as those in the Gaza Strip who wanted to come to Jerusalem, Al-Quds, for visiting the Al-Aqsa Mosque and praying during the holy month of Ramadan. Also, they will not be allowed. In addition to this Israeli measure, and the Palestinians are expecting more punitive measures following this shooting that took place in Tel Aviv, Israeli Ministry of Military Affairs imposed a closure on Yatta city, and they claimed there would be a security assessment according to the army. No one now would be allowed in or out the city of Yatta, except for humanitarian cases.
So, Mona, Israel has said that all permits issued for family visits during the holy month of Ramadan will be cancelled. How will this affect the lives of so many Palestinians who want to, whether come to the occupied territories for family visits, for work, or to worship at the Al-Aqsa Mosque?
Well, that's right. Palestinians, of course, especially during the holy month of Ramadan, all of them desire to enter Al-Quds and pray in the Al-Aqsa Mosque. However, after this attack, the Israelis would take it as a good excuse in order not to allow Palestinians to enter Jerusalem, Al-Quds, or the lands occupied in 1948. Even those who have monthly issued permits to work inside the lands occupied in 1948, all of them would be affected. We do not expect, it's not something strange from the Israelis. The Israelis continue to impose more measures against the Palestinians, more punishments, especially following the start of this popular uprising that started in October 2015. And the Israelis have been setting more checkpoints around Jerusalem, Al-Quds, as well as a number of checkpoints at the entrances to several cities and towns, mainly in the West Bank city of Hebron al-Khalil.
Okay, Mona, thank you so much for joining us. That was Press TV's Mona Qandil joining us live from Ramallah.